Glory. How can you go on from there except to just say glory? Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. With all of our heart and all of our soul, we know that we're free. He whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I exalt you. And I praise you. And I magnify you. What He wants. What does He want from me? What you were just giving Him. What can I give Him? What about a ministry? What about this? What about that? Oh, He'll appreciate that. But what He really wants, He wants you to love Him. You know, love that's forced loves, it's not love at all. I got to beat you to make you love me. You're not love me. And you're going to love me. I'm going to make you love me. No, I may love you, but while I'm in your presence, but you turn your back, I'm looking for the hills. Do you know God's nature is this? When He poured out His Son for us, He loved us. He gave His only begotten Son. But even in the gift, the one coming to be the gift, do you know that He couldn't force the gift against His will? Else that wouldn't have made Him God. He couldn't force Jesus. Forced love is no love at all. And for it to be true love and come from the Father, it has to have this intact. It has to have you do it because you want to. And that's what makes the reward so wonderful. Jesus carried, I don't know if you've ever seen the commercial, the easy button. He carried an easy button with Him His whole life. What was it? Why could He say to you, if any man will lay down his life, that is his freedom of choice, he'll find it. Because He was walking in it. The Father had asked Him to do something. He consented, but He didn't consent because He'd be no less God or thrown out of heaven if He didn't. He said, this commandment have I received of my Father. What? This is what I've received of my Father. I have the power to lay my life down and I have the power to pick it up. We always thought He meant He could die and He could also be resurrected and hell couldn't keep Him. That's not what He was talking about. He was talking about the same offer that He gave you. He said this, I have this commandment. I have the power to go through with this. I've received it of my Father. I can lay my life down, my self-expression, who I am. I can suffer for humanity because I love you, Father, and I love them. Or else, I can pick my life up. I can lay it down or I can pick it up. I've got a choice all the way to the end. Oh, no, He didn't. Oh, yes, He did. Oh, yes, He did. He had an easy button just like you and I. He said He wasn't frivolously talking. He wasn't talking out of His head. He wasn't even trying to prove a point when He said, do you not know? Right now, I'm just hours away from the cross. I've received this of my Father. I mean, the Father was so specific and wanted to just stamp it inside of Him. He wanted to ingrain inside of Him how much a choice it was for Him to do what He was doing. He told Him how much access He had. And Jesus repeated it. He said, don't worry, Peter. I'm standing here and I'm still aware of the fact that I can lay this down because I've received this wisdom of my Father. Do you not know that even presently I could call 12 legions? My Father has told me there's 12 legions of angels posed, ready, at any given moment. God put them on standby. Listen, if He ever decides to abort, If he ever decides to abort, right up to the moment they lay him down on the ground, and the first, I mean right up to the point where they're going to drive the nails into his hand, he's got the right. I'll receive him back. Because forced love is no love at all. He cannot. God's absolute, unchangeable character is that he loves you. And he cannot force himself on you. Neither would he force the firstborn to do anything outside of his own will of choice. And he said, look, I've got this commandment of my Father. Anytime I want to abort this mission, I can abort it and be received back into heaven. But I'm not going to because I love you. And Jesus said the same thing I'm thinking. He said, else how would the Scriptures be fulfilled? But nevertheless, God evidently looked far enough in time and saw that Jesus was going to do what He asked Him to do and prophesied that He would fulfill it. But absolutely, God was not lying. He said, son, you have always the power to take your life back up. If you want to push the button at the last, I've got 12 legions of angels. They'll come and rescue you right at the last moment. What does that mean to you? This is why He loves worship. This is why He loves you to go into Him. Paul said this. He said, I, the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was knocked down off of his horse. They took him in. Prophet received a vision and said, go lay your hands on this man called Saul. Tell him I've called him. He's blind right now. When you lay your hands on him, the man was scared. He said, I don't want to do that. He said, he's a killer. He said, no, go do it. Because I've called him. But I want you to tell something. I tell him something. What do you want me to tell him? Tell him that I've called him. And tell him what great things he'll suffer for my name's sake. You want me to go lay hands on this axe murderer per se? He's hauling off all the church. You want me to go lay my hands on him and heal him and tell him that you changed his name from Saul to Paul and that he gets the opportunity to suffer? What kind of suffering? Suffering persecution for the name's sake of Christ. The man went and done it, and Paul received his sight and walked in as one of the greatest apostles. But he gave this testimony of himself. His epitaph was this: I'm in chains, but I'm a prisoner of love. I've so fallen in love. What God was saying to that prophet, He said, tell him that there's going to be an hour. He's going to fall so in love with me that he won't count the cost. He'll be just like my son. He'll always have the opportunity. See, what makes it worth the running is this. This is why you get the reward. Yeah, sure. You got to come in on a threshold called the blood of Jesus. You've got to accept Him as God, your Savior. But then past that point, you can abort. You hear some kind of ball and chain on me? It's there. It's there. These shackles. I've shackled myself to Him. He told me one day, I jumped up. I couldn't stand it. I was praying in here and I jumped up. I ran outside almost. I had to take a walk. It was too much on me. I realized, I get the same offer to me that the firstborn got. I can live my life. Long as I cross that threshold, I could live my life or I get to lay it down or I get to shackle myself to Him because I've fallen head over heels in love with Him. He said, you could abort. I said, what? He said, oh, you could abort. Wednesday, you could all get here and somebody, Homer, stand up and read. Pastor Bronk will not be back. Now that'd be a bad trick and heaven wouldn't applaud me and it'd be rude. It'd crush a lot of you. A lot of you'd be hurt. But still, I'd make heaven. I could abort. I could push the easy button. I could step out and say, I'm sick and tired of 15:20 on Wednesday night. I'm walking out of this thing. I'm a better man than this. But listen, if you hear a shackle It's not because it's something I've got to do to make heaven. It's something that these shackles are something that I'm wearing because I love Him. And I've tried to throw away the key. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, I've sailed a bunch of us and we're all on a ship and we've got to this foreign soil. And we're 2 years away from our destination like we've sailed away and we've got there, we're on land, and they say, what? We've parked the ships. We don't know where we're at. And I'm turning around to a bunch of you and say, burn them. Burn them. We'll never get back. We'll burn them. Burn them. Because we've shackled ourselves to Him. We've shackled ourselves to Him. We're prisoners of love. You say, well, you got to do this. Oh, no, no, I don't got to do this. I don't got to do this. I can stop tomorrow. I'll shake hands with you in heaven. You may not like it, but I could stop tomorrow. Just like you could stop going into Him if you wanted to. Forced love is no love at all. The firstborn could have pressed the easy button. You can press it. You can step out of it or you can step back into it. As far as I'm concerned, the ball and chain that I'm wearing it because I want to. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to. Don't ever feel sorry for somebody who's a prisoner of love. They're wearing the shackles because they want to. Hallelujah. Glory! Hallelujah! Oh, that one's worth standing up and just lifting your hands and magnifying Him. Glory. I worship You.